from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Trent, do you feel like you have to, when you tell the team who's going to be the starting quarterback, do you have to explain it to them? Do you think, or do you just make that announcement and that's it and is what it is?
Look, they've gone through the process as well. They've gone through the spring with these players. They've gone through training camp with these players. I'm sure they all have an opinion on who they think should be the starting quarterback, but I don't think I have to explain it to anyone else. It's my decision, and look, if it doesn't work, blame me. Blame me.
Coach, what can you tell us about?
I would say one thing. I think it's important to remember, like, what's good for the team today may not be good for the team weeks down the line. And so I think the challenge is you want to win every single game now, but also we're trying to build something special here in New England. So that to me was, that was a challenge.
We haven't played that one yet today. That was yesterday, Jerod Mayo. I will say what's best for the team now may not be best for the team in a few weeks.
Well, true.
Do you think that's an example of Jerod Mayo trying to distance himself from a decision he felt was coming?
Yeah, or because there's no way it was a unanimous decision. No. So you want to keep the door open for, all right, let's circle back on this. And it's probably a week-to-week situation. And I know Jacoby Brissett was announced the starter, and Mayo said he's the starter for the season. Because I think you're in so much trouble if you're like, he's the starter for now. And he even said you can't say he's the starter for X weeks. Like, that doesn't really make sense, because he could play so much better than you thought. Maybe he plays way worse than you thought. You're like, he's the starter till week 8, but he's awful. Like, well, then you also have the right to change your mind then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think he understands that this is probably going to be one of, I don't know, 5 or 6 jobs around the league that after each week, I'm sure the coach, the coordinator, and the GM are like, we're still good with this guy?
Yeah.
Are we making a change here? Like Sam Darnold. Like, how long does Sam Darnold have the job for? Russell Wilson was a late named starter, and they have Justin Fields behind him. So that's another one. Week to week, they're going to be like, well, who do we go with?
Every week, and you're talking about the coaches, but like every week from a media standpoint.
Oh, we for sure are.
It's going to be where, no, but I just mean like in the Tomlin press conference.
Yeah.
Every week is going to be, is it time to go to Justin Fields? How's Justin coming along? Why are you sticking with Russell Wilson? That's going to be every week. That's here. Minnesota might be a little different. If it was McCarthy behind
Darnold, he's not there, so
that would be. But, yeah, I think some of those situations. We mentioned Oakland.
Oakland's another one.
I keep saying Oakland. I'm sorry, Vegas.
Vegas,
we
Minshew.
Mentioned that one. Like, it could go back and forth all day.
Minshew, O'Connell, the Giants, maybe, if Danny Dimes really struggles. But for the most part, I mean, there's 25 teams
so now,
that you don't even ask that question about.
But now you're one of those situations where the coaching staff every week goes, are we still good with this guy? And what I continue to ask, for those who are like, yeah, Drake May needs time, you can't get Drake May killed back there, what I continue to ask is, do you really think it's going to get better this season? And if it doesn't, what do you do? And you keep bringing up, if Jacoby Brissett gets hurt, what do you do? Like, those are valid points.
Well, you already got rid of Zappe, and he re-signed somewhere else. So if Brissett gets hurt, and everybody, for the most part, that is okay with Brissett starting, is citing the same thing. Offensive line's bad, don't get the guy killed. Okay, that's fine. That can be your opinion. But if he does get injured, and he already got hurt in the preseason game, if he gets hurt, you only have Drake May and Joe Milton to throw out there. So then what? Are you still protecting him, or no? You're like, well, we're going to protect him up until the point until Jacoby gets hurt,
but
and then Drake's in, and now he has the job the rest of the time? Like, it is football. Guys are going to get hit. Guys are going to get hurt. You don't want them to. You want to protect them the best that you can, but I'm not sitting a guy an entire season just because of the O-line.
No, me either. And this text comes in. We talked about this earlier, 37937. If Brissett goes 3-for-10 with two picks, is Mayo going to pull him? I don't even know if it's his call.
I was going to say, follow-up question, is it up to Mayo?
Right, Mayo might be looking at Van Pelt going, are you going to take this guy out? And Van Pelt sticks with him.
It is a good question, because we don't know. We'll have to see what happens. Even Bill Belichick, the greatest coach of all time, had really weird pull the quarterback, but keep him as the starter, pull him again, like people screaming for him not to start. Like, it was a mess with Jones and Zappe for a number of weeks. And so now, right out of the rip, Jerod Mayo's first game as an NFL head coach, that's going to be a big question. Like, he's so praying now, even if it wasn't his call for Brissett, like, just play decent enough so we can talk about other things and worry about other things for like a week.
No, I think
but
that's
it's not going to happen. I don't believe. Like, I don't see them lighting up the scoreboard.
No, their nightmare scenario.
Yeah.
Their nightmare scenario is Brissett goes out and plays like garbage. They get blown out by the Bengals. And now what? To the point where on a normal week, you'd be like, bench that guy, play the backup, whoever it is. And then maybe May comes in, maybe he doesn't, maybe he looks good, maybe he doesn't. But now you have a full-blown quarterback controversy after one game.
Yeah.
This was your plan all offseason, obviously, to go with Brissett. And after one game, you have a full-blown controversy where you're saying he's not ready, he's not ready, he's not ready. And then by week two, it's like, oh, he's magically ready? You should have started in week one.
Yeah.
Real quick, I haven't read this yet today. We talked about this a little before the show, Keith. Mark Daniels was the most vocal of all of the beat writers down there that were perturbed. They were upset at how the team handled this today.
Oh, really?
The press conference that was unscheduled as of late last night, you know, dinner time-ish last night.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to come in 8:30 with Jerod Mayo. He's going to make a big announcement. And then Schefter and Rapsheet at 8:10, 20 minutes before the press conference, both tweet out the news.
So, yeah, so basically all these beat reporters had to drive into Foxborough for a scoop that came out 20 minutes before Mayo even hit the podium.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was a 1 minute, 20-second press conference. So Mark Daniels, who I know a little bit and I like.
Best buds.
Not best buds. Decent buds. Met him, had him on different incarnations of the show.
All right.
He said, there's nothing like leaking the news of naming your starting quarterback to national reporters 20 minutes before meeting with the local media. So it's a bit of a...
I don't think you're getting any more scoops, pal.
I like Mark Daniels.
Get cut off.
It's a soft tweet to cry about how they leaked it to the national media. What do you have any issues with them leaking it to Schefter or Rapoport?
Not really. And like, I know we're kind of in the business. Like, we're not beat writers, but like, we're sort of
in the
thing.
You're in the scoops business.
I'm in the scoops
game.
Don't
look at me. You're in the scoops game.
Mainly for hockey. This is where I'm more of a hockey insider.
Different
than
sport.
Else.
It's a very welcoming, inviting sport.
I get why he's upset about it, but I don't think fans care. Fans just want the information. Fans, like, there's some of you that were out there, you're working at 8:30 this morning, you just want to know who's starting. Who's starting? Tell me who's starting. I don't care if it's a tweet from anybody. Tom, Dick, or Harry could have the tweet. I just want to see who it is. And then maybe I want to hear from Mayo anyway, see what his answer is. So I think this is a very niche thing to get upset about.
And here's his complaint about them leaking it to the national media. I don't care about one bit. It's like, so what? They leaked it to whoever they want to.
They do almost all the time.
And, too. You know, if you want to get the news, get the scoop. I mean, that's on you. People wanted to know how much Jeremy Swayman was requesting. Keith beat him to it.
Yep.
And so go get the scoop. I mean, I don't get getting mad about that. What I do get being angry about is, hey, we're going to call you in. It's a special press conference. It was unscheduled. It's 8:30 in the morning.
That's lame.
Schlepped down to Foxborough. And, oh, by the way, the news is going to break before you even get there. And it's a one-minute press conference. Like, that, if I don't know that I would take the Twitter and bitch about it. It's like bitching about, like, your plane being delayed.
You know what's also weird, though?
I don't know that I would take the Twitter to complain about it, but I would be annoyed by that. If you were angry at that I get.
So, I mean, obviously the Patriots, and I would assume people pretty high up with the Patriots, like the idea that Schefter and Rapp will sort of put things out there.
Yeah.
So you got to give them something to get something, right? Like, there's going to be a story that they probably shine up. and like this really, this is almost like inside baseball with all this nonsense, but you know, were the Patriots really in on Brandon Ayuk, or did they want us to know that they were in on Brandon Ayuk, so they used guys like this to do that? But then they're like, but we'll also give you the starting quarterback thing.
Yeah.
So it's carry
our water on Ayuk, yeah. And we'll give you the scoop.
Hey, tell
on the quarterback.
Everybody and your millions of followers, tell everybody that we were super in on Brandon Ayuk, and we'll give you something. And then maybe this is the something that they gave him, and then it just plays out. It's been playing out for years.
So
like Rapoport and Schefter do it all the time. It's also kind of strange that you had a scheduled press conference for Friday. So couldn't you just move the Dog and Pony Show to Friday? And then at least it's not like a, hey, guys, there's going to be breaking news on Thursday, and then there isn't?
Or again, I'm the reporter. I showed up Wednesday assuming we were going to get the announcement yesterday.
Yeah, we didn't have it then.
We carried mail. We were frustrated with this live yesterday. Yeah. We're like, that's it? At 1:15 yesterday, we thought we were getting the quarterback. Now I got to come all the way back down there on Thursday just to get. So I get being frustrated about that.
Yep.
I wouldn't take the Twitter over it and cry about it again. It's like crying about your flight being delayed. Who does it serve? No one cares.
Yeah.
But would I be bothered by it? Yeah, I'd be annoyed by that. I'm like, what?
I'd be, on a personal level, I'd be annoyed.
What'd we do this for?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe, when I heard it live, I couldn't believe it was 1:10 or whatever. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, it was like everybody involved was defeated, right?
Yes.
The coach didn't really get to make the decision, and all the other guys there are like, we didn't even get to announce it first. We didn't even get to be a part of it first. Like, we knew for 20 minutes. It was like, it ended up being like anticlimactic for everybody involved. And then he talked for a minute. There's two follow-up questions. Then I was like, all right, guys, we'll see you.
What I need to know, and I should have asked about this. What I need to know, did they call it off, meaning the Patriots media relations and Mayo? Was he like, all right, that's all the questions I'm taking? Or did no one have any questions? Was everybody just like pissed and didn't have any questions? They're like, all right, I mean, I guess that's it. Now, bad on the reporters if they just kind of shrugged.
Yeah.
And my guess is they wouldn't. My guess is it got called off by media relations. But like, were they just like, all right, screw this. Like, we already have the news. We already saw the tweet 20 minutes ago. We've already talked a million times about these quarterbacks. We know why you're going with Jacoby. Now, I still think they should have asked if that was their attitude about it. But I'm just curious how that played out. Because two follow-up questions seems odd to me.
Yeah, they're probably just annoyed.
Like, why take any? If you're taking two, why take any, honestly?
Because also, when you went down there, even if Schefter had it first, you're still asking him about that decision.
Yeah.
So it almost doesn't matter. But yeah, there was almost like nothing to discuss.
They're like, we got nothing. We have nothing. You made us come down here. We have nothing.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, what do you, how'd that go? I don't know what the ending is. Maybe we could watch the entire press conference again, which the entire thing, which you can see, which includes like the beginning and the end where there's not even any discussion, is less than 2 minutes.
We should dig in.
They streamed on the Patriots Twitter. So yeah, we can look at that.
We should dig in on that for sure. 617-779-7937. All your thoughts on the Patriots quarterback decision. It is officially Jacoby Brissett starting week one against Cincinnati Bengals. Do you like it? Do you hate it? When's the right time to go to Drake May? Anything else jump out, by the way, beyond the quarterbacks and the coaching mess that it feels like they have right now? The O-line and wide receiver, something we've talked about earlier today. Plus, I saw Scoops Keefe last night on BST.
Oh, yeah.
With a little Swayman news there. So we can circle back to Jeremy Swayman along with the Red Sox. Are they pulling us back in?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Swing by Varsho. Line drive to center. Duran's there and he has it. Easy 1-2-3. Ninth inning for Kenley Jansen. And a beautifully pitched game by the Red Sox tonight. Red Sox win it 3-0. Jansen comes on for his 25th save in 28 opportunities. And Lou, you said it, Brian Baio, best we've ever seen.
Yeah, it's the best. That's the best game he's ever pitched in the big leagues.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
I hate to keep flip-flopping around, but they kind of did a little bit.
This has kind of been their whole season, right? Yeah. Just when they go on a little bit of a losing streak, like, oh, they're kind of toast. Or the rotation falls apart, like, oh, they're done. No, then they're right back in. So five games, you're like, that's a lot to make up. And
three feels doable, though.
They're three games
out. Five feels awful. They're three games out of the wild card. That feels doable. Thanks in part to Chris Sale, by the way, who shut down the Twins yesterday.
Well, the Twins are falling apart.
Lost four in a row.
We needed them to take a nosedive. They're 2-8 in their last 10, four-game losing streak. Mm-hmm. So, because Kansas City is turned, like, Kansas City's been playing really well, so they're kind of gone now.
They're pulling away from the Red Sox even farther,
So it was three teams for two spots. Now it just seems like it's Twins or Red Sox. So three games to go, and keeping it within three or less is huge, specifically because they play each other. Next month, there's a three-game series between the Red Sox and the Twins. So if you're three games or less between now and then, it's open seat. You have a chance. You have a legit chance.
It's 100% true. So we'll get into the Red Sox here. I do want to clear up a couple of things here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. You listened to the full press conference, Keefe. It took you almost the entire break.
That's right.
Listened to the full thing. They did say at the beginning, and I don't know if this was Stacey or not. It's hard to make out the voice. Stacey James running Patriots Media Relations. I don't know if it was him or not, but it was, hey, we're going to take a couple of questions Gerard.
Yeah, yeah.
They took two, and then they said, okay, we're
done.
Good.
We're done here.
We also heard from a few beat reporters as well that was the way it went down.
Yeah, that was it. So I'm sure those guys had more questions ready to go for what they thought was going to be a real press conference. What they thought was also an opportunity to hear the news for the first time. But even
I assume that was the case, by the way. I wouldn't have blamed them if they were just like, screw this. This is annoying. Whatever. It's Jacoby Brissett. I don't even care. But they're pros. You know,
no, they had stuff.
They're not like me where I'm just like, bah, whatever, I don't even care. They're probably pros. Yeah. So they had questions ready to go. So that's frustrating, too. It's like, okay, you called this thing. You called me down. You gave the news to the national guys.
Right.
Mayo makes a statement. We get two questions, and then you cut it off?
All the way down to Foxborough, which is super convenient for everybody to drive down to Foxborough.
Right.
Everybody lives so close there.
Right.
And then you're like,
there's so much stuff there, though.
A minute and a half. Oh, hopefully they took in like a Bass Pro or they took in a movie or something.
You get to the Bass Pro. There's like two frozen yogurt shops down there.
Yeah. Get whatever you need.
Wormtown.
Take a little shop. Yeah. Like Wormtown. Nice. So you get whatever you need.
Yeah.
And that was all that for nothing. The question has been asked, I don't know, in different ways 1,000 times since July. And or even prior to July, I mean, going back to the draft, this has been brought up, and then you finally have the decision, and it's two questions. Now he's talking tomorrow, right?
Well, he was scheduled to talk to tomorrow.
Did he still?
I have no idea. I don't know. But he was initially scheduled to talk tomorrow.
But here's the thing, though: like, if you keep putting it off, or if you're like, hey, you can't talk about it, like,
hang on, new Patriots media availability. There is no availability tomorrow on September.
Never mind.
I'm sorry, August 30th to September 1st. No availability. The next scheduled availability is Monday, September 2nd with Gerard Mayo.
You know it's going to be must listen, and it would be any week normally. Mayo Mondays here on WEEI.
Yeah.
Not to overstate it, but this guy, the way he has contradicted himself, the things that he has said specifically on that show that we still reference.
Yeah, they should just stick to that.
I know.
Like, they don't need to worry about anything else. No. Just stick to what he told you guys. There's plenty of contradictions and plenty of news there. Yeah.
So with Labor Day coming up, it'll be Tuesday. So Tuesday, I'm not sure exactly what time, but he'll be on.
So right. So I misspoke. So Monday, he'll do like a press conference with the media.
Yeah.
He'll be on Tuesday with the Greg Hill show.
Yeah.
And cash. Yeah, ready to burn some cash.
That's still the best one.
That's awesome.
That sounds like a different man.
Yeah, he's been beaten down and defeated, and they have not played a regular season game yet.
He is aging like a president, as we said.
Uh-huh.
So, and yeah, we don't think he's very on board with this decision. But anyway, I just wanted to clear that up.
Okay.
On the Red Sox, you're back in?
I kind of am.
You're back in a little bit?
Twofold. I kind of liked them throughout the year and thought that they looked like a team that could grab a wild card spot. Now, I didn't think that at the beginning of the year, but then as things went on, or like before the season started, but then as the year was going on, I'm like, yeah, this, like, why not this team? And not that he can do this every time out, but Brian Bello, and you heard Maloney and McDonough on the call last night, it's the best game he's ever pitched in his life. 8 shutout innings, 9 Ks.
The stat I read today. Where is it?
Because he has had a very disappointing season.
He's been really good since the end of June.
Yes, it's true. Yeah. All-star break or so.
It was the longest outing of his career. Uh-huh. He had only pitched into the 8th inning once in his career previously and had never recorded more than 24 outs.
Yeah, so not only is it the best game of his career, but there's really no competition
right.
for it.
Like it's unquestionably.
And so even if some of the other guys in the rotation came back down to earth, you know, because Houck was an all-star, Cutter Crawford had a great month and a half or whatever it was, Bello was bad. Like, Bello was their opening day starter. His ERA was in the 5s for the longest time. And now if you get at least a good turn, you know, 6 innings, quality starts the rest of like the next month from Bello, that's pretty big because you and I both like the lineup. I know they had a little bit of a power outage there for a few games, but top to bottom, not a lot of holes in the lineup.
No.
They're adding arms back to the bullpen. So as long as the rotation can be, it doesn't have to be great. As long as it's decent, I think they can still catch the Twins.
And they're chasing Minnesota. They play Minnesota, as you said earlier. Did you say this as well? I just saw this on the text line. Perhaps you said this. The Royals are now starting a 4-game series with the Astros.
So I've kind of
you're
forgotten
writing them off
about the Royals.
Yeah.
But you know what? If they get swept by the Astros, then maybe they fall back into this mix too. Like, I'll take it. But I'm really just focused on the Twins. Okay. That's the team. Like, if I'm scoreboard watching every night, it's only Minnesota.
Well, I know you're scoreboard watching. I know you're watching the games.
Like a hawk.
I enjoyed. Well, I was surprised because we both did see this last night. I wasn't sure. I didn't see a lot of it on social media, but we both did see this last night. Edelman and Gronk throughout the first pitch.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
Gronk actually threw a nice little heater.
Gronk looked nice. Edelman's throw, not so great.
A little high.
And so I didn't see that live.
No.
I watched, they showed it again later on in the game, 3rd, 4th inning, something like this. And they get Edelman in like one of the suites.
Sure was.
And
it was like the two people in the parking lot at the Schuylkill River.
Yeah, they were parking.
So I don't know who his new beau is.
He was sweet. He was sweet on her, whoever she, who is she?
Probably a famous person.
Probably.
Or like at least an Instagram famous person would be my guess based on Julian Edelman's history, but they were like, the only way I think you can really say is that they were making eyes at each other.
Well, but like, it was like, if you're watching,
so they zoomed in on him. Like, yeah, it's Julian. There's Jules Edelman, and he's sitting in like the suite, not looking at the ball game.
Oh no,
he was looking at this, just to paint the picture, very attractive woman.
Yeah,
and she was looking at him, and you're like, what is happening here?
Like, there's some real chemistry,
some
like magnets,
eye batting, going back and forth.
If you're watching on Twitch, it was like the microphone is her and I'm Edelman, and it was like,
oh, he was going in for.
They
like
leaned
a big
right in, and then
mouth kiss.
Then they cut it off.
Cut it off.
There was like a real perfect timing. There was,
but then they went back to him. Like, I think that was probably good instincts by the camera guy.
Like, oh my
gal.
Gosh, what is going on here?
But then they like,
what base are we going to here? Like, we can't air this on. This is a family station.
Then they went back to the ball game, and you had brought this up before the show. If Don Orsillo and the late great Jerry Remy were involved,
enjoying a summer night at Fenway Park.
Yeah. We would have seen a lot more
Nick
of
Clark, cake is.
Oops. We would have seen a lot more of it. Because then they showed them like walking away. So they clearly wanted to show Edelman again. But
that
would have
been
know.
An inning.
Yeah.
That would have been an inning. And instead, you know, you can.
This used to be a family show.
You can, Dave O'Brien, want nothing to do with it. They did talk at one point about Edelman's podcast. That was the pivot they did. They said,
yeah, were they big fans?
Yeah, well, Dave O'Brien goes, hey, Uke, have you heard any of Julian Edelman's podcast? He goes, nope.
Yeah. And Dave O'Brien goes, yeah, I've heard it's pretty good.
Great.
And I'm like, oh, so
good sell, guys. Thanks.
So neither of you listen to that. But no, I thought Edelman seemed like Edelman was having a nice night.
There's an article on SI.com that says Julian Edelman, this is back in February, though, is dating Shakira. That was not Shakira.
Well, that wasn't Shakira. No. Unless she was incognito.
No, I think you'd be able to tell.
You think so?
Yeah.
Undercover Shakira.
Correct. That was not her. She was wearing a hat. I feel like a lot of famous... That was also Shakira. I feel like a lot of famous ladies wear a hat because they're like, this will throw the guys off the scent.
Right.
They won't know I'm under here.
They won't know. I'm gross. I'm gross in this thing. They won't know.
I'm disgusting. They're like, no, you're not. I can tell.
Don't fight it!
Just because you're wearing like a Super Mario hat doesn't mean that...
It's kind of doing it for me, actually, if we're not going to lie here. It's kind of working. So
I don't know who it is.
Okay.
It's hard to figure it out. But it doesn't like anybody
it
really
was a real will they or won't they going on Nessa.
Oh, they would. Or will. They will.
You think they did.
Not a huge question for me.
No, they did. All these dating shows on Nessun, this was right in their lap, and they didn't lean in on it.
What are the chances that he just met this woman at the game?
That was just a rando.
Yeah. You think there's a chance he just met her?
Well, you're Googling around there. No word on who it is?
This guy, Google had nothing.
Yeah, maybe it was just
Twitter had a guy say, find someone who looks at you the way Julian Edelman is looking at whoever this is. So he didn't know.
So people screen grabbed this. So I was kind of looking for this on social media. I didn't see it. So, okay, people screen grabbed
this. Well, because he was looking at her like very, very.
Hey,
like,
yeah. I see you. I can't.
One guy says, who is Edelman rizzing up on Nessun right now? I'm cackling.
I mean, it was like...
Yeah, it was intense. Like, that was like the big takeaway. Like, I know Bayo pitched well, but like I was really focused on this as well.
Yeah, no, Edelman looking to...
people are like, why did Nessun cut away from Edelman? Like, people are talking about that, but nobody knows who this lady is.
And it was like right on the lean-in. Okay, yeah. So this is just some gal that he met, maybe.
He might have met her there, and they left in the seventh inning, I'm guessing, and never to be seen from again.
Yeah. Didn't even make it to... Sweet Caroline.
No, definitely not. Mr. Brightside, forget it. They're not going to be there for that.
So that was the highlight of the game.
Yeah, I'll keep digging on this, but I have no idea.
Keith's
anonymous.
Keith's DMs are open, so if you could forward those along.
It's another
hashtag scoop.
Usually the text line would at least throw out like who it was or guesses.
Yeah.
Like,
if it's a celebrity,
people
for sure.
Don't know.
So, no, the Red Sox, I feel like they've reeled me back in. Three feels doable. Like, that feels like a... Every time it gets up towards five games, I'm like, they're out, they're done.
Three to the Twins?
Three with a month to go. And the Twins are playing like garbage, and you're applying pressure to them, I think.
Yep.
And, yeah, that doesn't feel like a team that you can't catch.
What if I told you
that,
this?
So that, by the way, is the other team that did nothing... I'm sorry to interrupt, but that's the other team that did nothing at the trade deadline. The Royals
and they're dealing
added,
with injuries
too. The Astros, a bunch of teams added. The Red Sox and the Twins were like the two that barely... They got a couple of relievers. They barely did anything, so... Maybe they have some of that same malaise the Red Sox have had post-deadline.
Sox have that series in Fenway, although that's actually a bad thing because the Red Sox
you want
aren't
them on the road. That's where you want them.
But September 20, 21, 22, so a three-game series with the Twins. The Twins also have a four-game series remaining with Cleveland, a three-gamer with Baltimore, although that's the end of the year, a three-gamer with Kansas City. So like their schedule's pretty tough. Red Sox have a series coming up with the... Chicago White Sox. So like some of their, they get some easier.
Well, that's a team they got they screwed up earlier this year when they played them, like split with the White Sox.
No, they need to sweep that series.
That's a team you got to
But that's coming up. So they got Detroit after tonight. So tonight you wrap up this five gamer with Toronto. But yeah, White Sox, Yankees, Rays. It's definitely doable.
Text line 37937 says Edelman had a big lipper in and went in for a smooch. Is that right? Did he have a little chaw in there?
Yeah, it's something.
I feel like he always does, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he does. He does have like a... Like, there are certain guys that just have like a... know if they have a lip in or not.
You're packing a lip.
It just kind of...
A little chaw in there. Yeah. What's going on? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Their mouth gets stretched out that way, so it just always looks like they have one in.
Yeah, it's like...
No, I don't know who that lady
it's
is.
It's like a lower lip stretch mark.
You can see it on Twitch now. I don't know if he had a lip in or just...
Oh, I see that.
Because of the face he was looking at her, though. He might have just been kind of like a goofy smile. Oh, there she is. Paying out a little bit.
Look at
see,
that.
Good right job, though.
Look at that.
I think she knew where the camera was because you can see like her hair's in her face. We can't really identify her.
I think he does have a lip in. I think
maybe he does.
Right. Yep. He's packing a lip. Look at her. He's like, she didn't care.
Yeah, he's excited.
She's like, give me some of that.
Yeah, I'll take some. What do you got? You got a cup I can spit this
in? Look at this guy. Yeah. And Nessun's just like, oh, well, let's cut away from that. Let's talk about this podcast that none of us have heard.
They had something. They were sitting on a gold mine, and they went away from it.
Real quick, I read Tomasi on the Red Sox, and he's not buying back in. He is kicking the can the next year.
That's because he covers the team, and he's like, I just want the season to end, probably.
How dare you, John.
He lists a number of guys the Red Sox could go get. How do you feel? Let's just grade this as a whole. I'm gonna give you a bunch of names.
Throw some names.
What's the likelihood the Red Sox are in on any of these guys? Juan Soto.
0%.
Corbin Burns.
10%.
Really?
Pitcher.
Yeah.
If they're going to spend any money, it'd be pitcher.
Oh, I thought you were just informing me that he was a
pitcher. Well, starting pitcher? Right-handed starting pitcher?
Yeah. Initial CB.
Dude, I've wanted Corbin Burns for years. Ever since he went through that arbitration thing with Milwaukee, I was like, that's the guy you got to go get because he's not going to re-sign there. But I think if they spend any kind of money at all, it'd be on pitching.
Okay.
So definitely not Burns, 10%. Soto,
but Max Fried.
12%.
Nice. He also, I read the other day that this individual might not get posted. The Japanese pitcher, Roshi Sasaki, was another name. I don't feel like they're going to be in on any of those guys. And I'm afraid of their plan. And this is getting ahead to next year, but it's frustrating because they didn't invest at this deadline. They didn't invest last offseason. They're probably not going to invest next offseason. I'm afraid the plan is, people now see that our farm system is onto something. The kids are up in AAA. They were briefly calling them the Big Three, which was annoying me.
Big Four now.
It's a Big Four?
It is. Campbell.
No, what I'm saying is that how they're referring to them, though.
Oh, Core Four?
Core Four.
Fantastic Four?
Fantastic Four.
Four Horsemen?
Four Horsemen. Connect Four? That doesn't really work.
Four Skins? No.
I'd go with that.
Yeah.
I bet that's not taken.
That's what they're called.
In the history of like big league nicknames? The Four Skins up in the line. What do you got in the lineup today? So I'm afraid they're just going to promote like two of those guys.
None of those guys are pitchers. So this is my only hope.
Sign
and
like a middling starter and then that's
it. Yeah. Well, I guess the question is how high up on the middling will you go? So right before this season started.
Max Fried feels pretty middling.
Lucas Giolito?
I bet it's not even that.
Or is he better than Lucas Giolito?
Oh, I think he's better.
So do I.
Yeah.
But would they go there? So Chris Sale, who they're paying to win the Cy Young with the Braves this year. That money comes off the books, right?
You don't miss Chris Sale, do you?
No. I don't think you would have done that here.
It stinks what he's doing, but like I'm 1,000% fine with them trading.
Oh, it's like hilarious that he is having his best season ever after he traded. No, the bigger, if you're talking about Chris Sale, talk about getting Vaughn Grissom in return. That's the bigger issue.
No, that's my gripe.
But I wonder if they say, hey, we have all these young guys who aren't getting money or aren't being paid a lot of money. Maybe this is where we find a pitcher.
You wonder that?
No.
You wonder if that's how they're looking at it?
They're
you want
thrilled
them to do
with that.
Yeah.
But do they say...
No, I'm saying you wonder if they're like, we're saving all this money over here. Let's apply it to the big... That's not how they're looking at it.
No, but...
They're looking at it like, look at all the money we're saving with all these guys making nothing.
But the fact that they're close... No, trust me. I think they're cheaping out more and more every year, obviously. But if they make the wild card this year or if they just miss the wild card and then they're like, all right, our rotation next year is... Hauk Bayo Crawford again? Like we need another horse in there, right?
Yes.
So I would hope that they would take the Giolito money, basically whatever they gave him, and a little bit more, and actually get a real starter. And sometimes John Henry doesn't want to spend a dime on this team, but he gets kind of bullied into it. Devers signed a huge contract, but they did sign Devers,
and he got bullied into it.
So maybe you could bully him into one more pitcher. I don't think like, Juan Soto's a pipe dream. Plus, he's a lefty. This team is all lefties.
How do we bully him? How do we do that? How do we get that done?
Just scream. Just go, oh, no, like that guy in the street.
Hey, sign Raffy!
Sign
Raffy!
Cheapskate! Because I'm sure Henry will be.
Call him Cheapskate.
Yeah.
That burns. He hasn't heard that. That's going to
chap
his backside.
I think they're going to do another one of those like outings out in Springfield where everybody can see John Henry. I doubt he's doing that ever again
so,
in his life.
But that, it did work to get Devers signed.
He screamed at him.
Yeah. One text here, 37937. This is a good one. No Coco pick and no name on Edelman's girl. Rough week for the internet.
Seriously, what happened to the internet?
What is the internet even doing?
That's what it's there for.
No boob picks and nothing on Julian Edelman. Like, what are you even doing, internet?
What a week, though.
Seriously, it's almost Labor Day weekend.
That's true. Internet, people are prepared. They're checked out.
Internet's throttling back. Mm-hmm. It's a long weekend anyways. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line for Christian Arcan. And Andy Hart, they're going to talk to Tommy Curran today, I believe, at 3:30. So mark that down. And coming up next, it's time for Grab Bag.
Woo! Do-do-do-do.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, that sound, of course, means it's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe as we wrap up the program. Andy Hart from the afternoon show is in the house as well. And this is a topic that we can even talk about more tomorrow, Jones. We've been all Drake May is not starting today. But
That's the story?
That's the headline.
It's not that Jacoby Brissett is starting.
Nope, I think that's what's more interesting to people.
Sad trombone?
Netflix has a couple of big-time documentaries on the way.
So they have this Tatum one?
Yeah, let me get it. Let me actually do the grab bag part of it.
You want me to go get Arcane instead?
Yeah. That'd be great. Tap
got a mouthful of sandwich in there.
Yeah, you know what? I saw this thing on Netflix about Tatum. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, just take the rest of the story. Sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
You go ahead. You tell me all about it.
No, go ahead. Don't get sensitive. No, so they had like the quarterback show, the wide receiver show. We know they're doing the Red Sox show, right, that they are following them all year long.
Uh-huh. Ish.
So now they're doing what they're calling Starting Five. Where for the upcoming season, they're going to...
It's not an Olympic documentary.
Yeah, no, it's not. But they have five players that they follow around all year long, and it is Jimmy Butler, Anthony Edwards, LeBron James, DeMontis Sabonis, and Andy Hart.
Jason Tatum!
DeMontis
Sabonis.
You know who it's not?
One of these things just doesn't belong? Yeah. Is that
Sabonis,
what you didn't like there?
Most underrated player in the game?
Yeah.
A lot of triple dubs?
I don't know.
Points, rebounds, assists?
If he can get Arvidas on the show.
Dude, Arvidas has
now
good
old man moves.
Because Arvidas is still slinging Pat behind his back, behind his neck,
not
behind
your
his head.
He's not my Vetus. He's Arvidas.
Our Vetus.
That's
Are you guys
true.
Interested in this program?
Sure. I'm always interested in the early parts of these programs. I tend to lose interest.
Yeah. Right. So will I watch a couple episodes?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Will we get anything out of it?
No,
can't wait for the LeBron ones. Those are going to be great. Just him reading books. Yeah. I read a lot of these leather-bound books.
Is that
books.
Why
just
I
the
see
the first page of The Godfather
over and over again?
Are they in Shanghai promoting this, or is this something different?
I couldn't speak to
are
that.
Are you talking about the thing with his...
Luka and Tatum are on like some rooftop in Shanghai taking photos.
Good question. I thought you were asking about LeBron saying... Bronny's
call me
him
goat.
Dad.
Yeah, but you can call me goat.
Call me 2-3.
LeBron James.
I would call him if I was an opponent. I would call him dad. If I was on the other side playing defense against him.
Pop. Question for you.
Yeah, you got.
Will there be a fight in a Lakers game this year because of the LeBron Bronny dynamic?
No,
Bronny. And I mean with much. Another team.
Yeah.
No, Bronny's going to get on the floor.
Wait, you don't think there's going to be a blowout where?
Unfortunately,
not with
nobody,
LeBron.
Nobody
won't both be on the floor.
They absolutely will be. When Bronny comes in, LeBron will want to be in.
Yeah,
it's going
to
be a weird situation.
Good point. He definitely will play at the same time.
So if they're up 25 and Bronny comes in, LeBron is probably going back in if he was out.
Yeah, they'll overlap at some point. I like the Griffies.
Ime Udoka is the one I want to cause a fight.
I was going to say, there's very few people in the league that don't back down to LeBron. Ime Udoka is one of them. Beef Stew. Isaiah Stewart's another one. Every trying to kill him.
Yeah, love that guy.
That ends the list.
Missoula?
I don't know. He's kind of an odd duck.
He'd step to Bronny.
Yeah, right.
He would do that, jiu-jitsu somersault right in front of him.
Let's reach back into the grab bag.
So they're also on Netflix having a series coming out this September called Mr. McMahon.
Oh.
Where the executive producer of Tiger King, as well as Bill Simmons, are putting together a series with the rise and fall of the WWE's controversial founder. Interviews include Vince McMahon prior to his resignation, his family, and some of the most iconic names in wrestling history.
Now, you think this will be no holds barred?
Nah, I think there's some holds.
You think there's a couple holds?
Yeah.
Like, who's Figure Four?
Yeah.
Boston Crab?
I mean, it went really sideways at the end. Is this all going to be in there?
No, well, it's
the it covers, rise and fall.
It covers the rise and fall, but...
I feel like the fall will be shorter and be like, he fell.
But his interviews took place prior to him resigning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I'm saying, so it's not... I don't
but
know...
But Billy, what'd you say? How long is this?
So I heard that it was 6 1-hour episodes.
Oh.
That's a lot.
But what the thing is too, is like... Netflix is getting
that's
Monday Night
tenths
Raw
of the dynasty.
In the new year.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
So they already have that deal with WWE. So
yeah, but
like,
Vince is out.
No,
there's
Vince
no
is
chance
out.
They're going to just bury him.
That's true. Like, I can't imagine. I mean, it's a scandalous story regardless.
Can we get Kraft on board with this thing? Kraft will just shiv like he did Belichick?
How scandalous can they get knowing that they're going to have the WWE product? I don't know what the deal is. I know it's a ton of money Netflix is playing for. But like,
we're not going to
get
the
thing.
I forgot about that. They're going
so
over
be curious
there.
What kind of a role that has on how scandalous and weird this documentary is.
You think the Nasty Boys are going to be in it?
I don't see why. No, it's like
back to that.
Knobs? Sags?
Sags and Knobs?
Pay him in a sub.
It's possible. How about this? So the Patriots play the Bengals week one, and yesterday around this time, they're like, yeah, Ja'Marr Chase expected to be back. And then Zachary Taylor's like, yeah, no, I put my foot in my mouth. Like, I don't know. They thought he was going to practice yesterday, Ja'Marr Chase, and he didn't. Not that it matters for the Patriots necessarily in week one, but we got something cooking here with the Bengals. He does not have a new deal yet.
What do you mean by something cooking?
Like, is he
upset alert?
No.
Oh, like, okay.
Holdout
Come
alert.
On. Oh, yeah, holdout alert. Something and cooking with the Bengals. You don't think it helps them on the field
a ton? It helps.
A ton. The Patriots?
Yes.
Not enough.
Okay, I didn't say they're going to win the game, but you don't think that helps a ton to not have Ja'Marr Chase on the other side?
Player.
That's that helps a ton.
They still have two receivers better than anything you have and a quarterback that's better than anything you can dream of and an offense.
Two receivers better?
Yeah.
T. Higgins and...
Isn't Boyd still on that team?
No, he's not.
Oh, where'd he go?
He's
Tennessee.
No, they have three receivers better than
you. Tyler Boyd's like, I need to be a third receiver everywhere I go.
Yeah.
Like, I can't possibly be a number two receiver.
They have a receiver named Andy, but I couldn't even dream of pronouncing his last name. But
I'm going to have to look him up.
Yeah.
They also have, no chance. More possession type, a little quick slot possession type without the quickness. Brandon Ayuk also. Did you see John Lynch all getting all pissy and snappy?
Yeah.
Everybody kind of ignored these two situations. Like, we talked about them, but kind of just like, oh, they'll play.
And CeeDee Lamb's just like rolling in cash right now.
Right.
Like, oh,
as of 6 months ago, Ayuk is not at practice.
No, and yesterday it was like, the team was saying he was going to be out there, and then he wasn't, and now
Patriots
he's not again. Can
the Patriots call him again? Be like, you sure you don't want to play here? We'll pay you the money.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. Guys, come on. We got Jacoby Brissett. We just named him the starter.
I'd rather just not play in San Francisco than play for him.
I feel like this is going to sneak up on some fantasy players.
Yeah. What, Ayuk and Chase specifically?
Yeah.
I don't have either one.
Already have my auction. Yeah, I wish you gave me this advice the other day.
No,
Chase? No, I would have got it on Debo, though. If Ayuk's not going to play, Debo
time. Look at him. That's a deeper dive. We were thinking superficially.
No, next level.
Yeah, I'm always one step
ahead.
Here comes the grab bag. Grab bag.
Caitlin Clark setting more records. Indiana Fever beat the Connecticut Sun. Big upset, but the Fever have been on a roll lately, and she set like three more WNBA rookie records.
Yeah, she's got the assists, the threes. Yeah. The threes was only set like 2 years ago. I wasn't overly impressed with that, but it's still a record.
A record.
She also is shooting a low percentage from three. She hasn't been great.
How dare you?
And the other night, did you see the highlight?
She's a beautiful and strong woman. How dare you?
Caitlin Clark logo, and the first one she misses, and then she has to get there's an offensive rebound, another kick out, another logo that she finally hits. So if she ever cleans that up, she's really going to
I thought she got injured. I thought I saw her
rolled her ankle.
Caitlin Clark? Yeah.
She got hurt last night?
Not last night. I thought she got a couple games ago.
Yeah, rolled her ankle.
She'll be fine.
Because Twitter was very upset.
Grab bag.
Nikki Glaser's going to host the 2025 Golden Globes?
Yeah.
Is she from the
roast? Yeah, Glazer was great.
Oh, she was good.
She was really good. So this means there's a chance you might actually get celebrities getting NBC, I think.
Is that where the Globes are?
CBS. It's one of the big ones.
Network TV.
What if we stream it?
Yeah, but we were talking about this the other day. Ricky Gervais, for years, hosted this, and he got some pretty good burn. People were uncomfortable.
Good singers in there, yeah.
They probably didn't want him anymore.
No, they definitely didn't.
But they realized that the viewer wants this, because Glazer's not going to be just super easy on everybody.
CBS. Tom also lost $30 million in crypto. Tom, how did you fall for that? I mean, even Gronk was like, me know that not real money.
That'll play, though. You can do that kind of joke.
Yes.
That was clean.
Yeah, some of the Bang and Brady jokes you probably got to get rid of, but that'll play.
Probably.
Yeah. You can bring those back, I think. Yeah.
Grab bag.
That'll do it. For the grab bag here. Yeah, what do you guys got coming up on the old afternoon show?
Tommy Kern's going to be joining us.
All right.
Ooh.
So that's exciting.
All right.
Anything that you guys didn't ask him yesterday that we should get to?
Well, we know the starting quarterback. Now
we know who it is.
That's true. We do. So we'll get his take on that. I do believe that he was Tommy was sort of saying, maybe this whole quarterback thing wasn't a good idea. Maybe they shouldn't have drafted a quarterback. Maybe they should have gone about it a different way. So that was how I felt about the entire situation. So now me and Tommy have something to talk about.
Oh, you're aligned.
Yeah.
Which
is not—it's not often that's the case.
You can ask him about our Dietrich Wise interview today.
Crushed it.
How's that go?
Check the Odyssey app for that.
Yeah, Odyssey app is a lot there.
What did he say?
Keith,
give me a little snip.
He told Keith about his favorite
guy to sack.
His favorite sack.
Yeah. Favorite sack lunch. Nom nom nom.
I'll have to listen.
No, but he had some. It was interesting to get his. They had a meeting today, and it was just here's the starting quarterback. That was it.
Did people cheer?
It was so basic.
I asked what the reaction was. It was so basic. He made it sound so basic. It's almost like they could have done it earlier this week.
Oh, yeah.
And so they didn't do that.
Or everybody knew it already because they had practiced the day before.
The
they were
time.
Like, that's QB1. He's
or as Drake
May
said, he got all the first team reps.
Right.
So what do you want me to do?
So there you go. That's Jones and Keefe here today. Stay tuned. You got Andy Hart. You got Christian Arcan here on WEI with Tommy Curran at 3:30, right?
Yes.
3:30. So stay tuned for all that. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 here on WEEI.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.